Verse 2, I will set the Egyptians against the Egyptians. They shall fight everyone against his brother, everyone against his neighbor, city against city, kingdom against kingdom. Now, there were several pharaohs arose about the time of Isaiah. They could no longer control this great kingdom, and the army no longer obeyed them. People no longer respected them. And this caused the setting up of weak city-states that were self-governing for a period of time. That's the reason you have up the River Nile, Thebes, and the other great Karnak, the other great cities that were in that section. And then there was a breakup again, Memphis. We know it in the scriptures, Noph. And so on. Now, verse 3, and the spirit of Egypt shall fail in the midst thereof. I will destroy the counsel thereof. They shall seek to the idols, to the charmers, and to them that have familiar spirits, and to the wizards. Now, this proud nation that advanced civilization so far, and there's probably not a nation under the sun today that does not owe a great deal to the civilization of Egypt. Now, these people turned to idols, and they finally, in desperation, resorted to spiritism. And you find at the time of Moses, for instance, that the magicians were called in, and they actually could duplicate some of the miracles of Moses. There came a time when they couldn't duplicate, and they fled, but at first they did it, which reveals the fact that they were not fakers. They actually had satanic power. Now, verse 3, the spirit of Egypt shall fail, you see. And then in verse 4, and the Egyptians will I give over into the hand of a cruel Lord, and a fierce king shall rule over them, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, this cruel Lord is specifically one that is mentioned in history as Psammetichus, who rose about the 9th century B.C., but also the Ottoman Turk that came in. And then there came in the Hyksos kings out from the desert. They were nomads, Bedouin princes, and for a time they ruled in Egypt. And that was actually before this period, before Isaiah, because it was when Joseph went down. The Hyksos kings were then in power. So Egypt has had that experience. This all has been literally fulfilled. Verse 5, and the waters shall fail from the sea, and the river shall be wasted and dried up. Now here are specific prophecies that are quite remarkable. Now the sea here refers to the River Nile, because it was the main artery of the nation, and it was a large body of water, and because of that, why, it's spoken of here as the sea. Now, the rivers here are the canals that were built, especially down around the mouth of the river. And that mouth had to be kept open. That delta area had to be kept open in that day because so much of soil was coming down. And they were able to keep it open and had to keep it open. It's true of the Mississippi Delta today. Now, verse 6, they shall turn the rivers far away. That is, the canals and the brooks of defense shall be emptied and dried up. The reeds and flags shall wither. Now, this is something that is quite interesting, that even today, those brooks, that is, those outlets to the sea there at the delta, are filled up. And all vegetation, that was a wonderful place like the Garden of Eden. And it's not that today by any means. And those that have been to the land of Egypt are rather amazed to notice how that irrigation has done such wonders, and that you find nothing growing along the banks of the River Nile, that is to speak of. You don't have great forests and a great deal of foliage that you have around all other rivers.